Welcome, I'm James Thurtevant. I'm a technical evangelist with Microsoft. And on today's episode of Dev Radio, we're going to be talking with Bill Wagner about an open source project that's focused on disaster preparedness for the Red Cross. We're going to learn how to get involved in the project, write some code, and do good. So Bill, really excited to have you on the call here today. Would you introduce yourself a little bit?
Thanks, James. So I'm Bill Wagner. I am president of a nonprofit called the Humanitarian Toolbox. Our main mission is building software to support disaster relief efforts and disaster preparedness efforts. In my day job, I'm an independent consultant and spend most of my time helping developers get better at what they do and helping teams get better and more productive.
Awesome. So what is the Humanitarian Toolbox?
So just a little bit of history on that. So where Humanitarian Toolbox started was in 2012 when the .NET Rocks team, Carl Franklin, Richard Campbell, were doing their roadshow. Matt Nunn, who at that time was on the Visual Studio marketing team, got involved with them and said, you know, let's leverage some of this excitement and some of this and let's get behind this and do something good. Well, working with Richard then, they came up with a couple metrics for what they wanted to do. One is it had to be sustainable. So it wasn't just a, hey, we're in your town, we did some good, and now we left. So we wanted to work with the developer community and build something that really has a lasting and long-term positive impact. We got involved with Tony Cerma, who is, or at that time, was in charge of Microsoft Disaster Relief, which is an organization or part of Microsoft you probably don't hear much about because they're very quiet.
I haven't heard of that one.
And what they do is they help provide computing resources for organizations in times of disaster, whether it's turning on resources in the Azure cloud, whether it's donating servers or Office 365 or whatever it happens to be to help organizations during disaster times. And as I said, they're mostly pretty quiet about what they do. And Tony has been a key member of our team, he's one of our board members, and is very instrumental in getting us in touch with these different organizations, like whether it's the Red Cross or FEMA or the UN Office of Humanitarian Affairs and so on, so that we know what they need, which is one of the things that makes our open source projects a little different. So the final person, or two people on our board, is Mari Sessions, who has done quite a bit of work with Microsoft, and she is just amazing at organizing teams and putting everything together. She's also one of our founders. And Pascal Schubach, who is, or who had been, the director of emergency preparedness for the University of Washington. So with that, you know, University of Washington being a big research institution, they have people all around the world. So anytime there's some disaster, he's busy trying to make sure their people are safe, trying to make sure the research is preserved as best they can. You know, that's secondary to getting the people safe, of course. And that's the team makeup that started this. And as we started talking about this, we went, well, there must be a charity around here that does this already, right? Such an obvious idea. And it turns out there really isn't. You know, so much of what gets done for disasters and for such is what we've been referring to as adrenaline-driven development, right? Something bad happens, let's get some people together and bang stuff out on keyboards that sort of barely works but might help. Hmm. And what we're trying to do to really change that game is work with these organizations and say, what would really help? And build out some idea of what the user stories are, how that should get built, and unleash developers to build it and test it and validate it before a disaster. So now when these organizations use it, you know, their people are already familiar with the software, they're already working with it, and it comes into place very seamlessly. And then we've got our relationships with Microsoft Disaster Relief, who will help us with Azure resources when we need it and so on. So all of that is moving really well. So that's really where we're at right now. We've become a 501c3 organization in the U.S., so if you hit our website, you can donate to us if you want to donate money. For most of the audience here, help us out build the software. And that's, I think, what most of what we want to talk about today.
Yeah, sure. So what are the products that you have currently that you're building?
Okay, there are two that we're building right now, and then there's another one that's going to get added very shortly and will probably be live by the time this our viewers are seeing this. But as we're recording it, it's just starting. So the biggest one we're working on right now is a project called Already. And the idea behind this is what we want to do is we want to take a preparedness campaign, such as what the Red Cross runs, and put those in play so that we've got software to manage that campaign. So let's talk about the prototype application first, or the first pilot we're doing with this app. It's going to be done in the city of Chicago. And what they want to do is, we know smoke detectors save lives, kind of intrinsically. And what the Red Cross is going to do is they're going to run a campaign to try to increase the percentage of people that have smoke detectors working in their homes. So what the campaign is going to do is there will be volunteers that will go door to door and see if people have smoke detectors. If they don't, if they need one, if they don't have the money to buy one, then we can get some donated. If they don't know how to install them, we'll get some people from other organizations that can come install them. If they have them and maybe they don't work, we'll get someone who can go check and see, you know, are the batteries good? You know, is this an elderly person who just hasn't changed the batteries in their smoke detector for 5 years? You know, that sort of thing. And measure the impact of all of that. You know, so if you're a volunteer, you know, and you're going door to door, here's the houses and the apartment buildings we want you to go to, and you check them off. You know, if you're installing one, here's where you're going, and you can check them off when you're done, and we can measure the impact of this campaign. And then later we can come back, and with the Red Cross data, we can go, so in this zip code or in these neighborhoods, you know, we increased the percentage of people who had smoke detectors by whatever it is, and we can measure how that really had the impact we want, which is how many fewer people died in fires over the next 12 months, and how many fewer buildings were totally destroyed and were at least partially saved because of earlier notification. So that's the kind of thing that this application is working on.
Cool. What are the components of the application? You talked a lot about the what it's for, but what are the kind of dive into the details there?
So Already, I think, is one of the applications that a lot of developers are going to be really interested in working on because it's a chance to stretch the muscle and do some things you might not do in your day job. The history of the application is through some help from Dimitri Lialin, who's on the Visual Studio team. The initial code for this was written by parts of the Visual Studio and ASP.NET teams. And then they turned the code over to us, and we open sourced it, and we've been working on it ever since. So this was built as part of the Visual Studio 2015 launch. And then we had a second event that was to coordinate with Visual Studio Connect in November. So this is built using really bleeding edge stuff. Okay, so Already, this is a website, web application that's built using ASP.NET Core 1.0, Entity Framework 7, and SQL Server, designed all to run in Azure so we can scale out that way. We've got mobile applications where we need more help and we've had fewer people working on those. The mobile applications are in PhoneGap, Apache, or Adobe Cordova. And the initial apps for those were also built, the UI layouts were built by the ASP.NET team. And that's where the technology stack is. So you get to play with some and work with some really new stuff, right? You get to, you know, DNX install and DNX build and get all that working. So that's a fun way to exercise those skills and be prepared for when those technologies get released later this year.
Yeah, so how did you end up getting involved in this whole project and where did that come from? Like, why did you decide to use those technologies?
Why do we use those technologies? Well, there's a few different things. There's sort of two sides to it. The first one is because of our time frame, we could afford to be on that bleeding edge because we're going to go through a couple pilots. We already had one initial test pilot with the Red Cross in November and December of last year. There will be another one later in February of 2016 when we're recording this, with the idea of rolling it out in for general use a little bit later this year. So our time frame fit with the newer technologies. And from our work with Microsoft, one of the things that's we're really hoping to get out of this, both from to help them and in the ways they're helping us, is this: we hope to be a really good reference application for these new technologies, you know, and something a lot more useful than Fabricam or Northwind or, you know, whatever other sample applications get built. You know, those show a lot of great technologies, but there's no excitement and nobody uses them. So here we've got something the team helped build. We've taken it on since then, and we stay in touch with members of the team. Different ASP.NET members have really helped us when we've gotten stuck. It's been fantastic, the support that we get from them. And then hopefully as this comes out, this is an open source project you can work on, you can see, you can extend, and doing something that's actually useful, right? We're going to roll this out to the Red Cross and other organizations. You know, anybody who is running some kind of a preparedness and awareness campaign can use the application. We'll host it for them. We'll help them run it. And developers can get a really good reference application for these new technologies.
Yeah, I love having a real-world application that you get to work with. Mm-hmm. That's great. So where would people go if they wanted to start to get involved with this? Could you show us a little bit about that?
Right, so I'll show you our site on GitHub, and I'll show you some of the documentation we've written to help developers who may be new to GitHub getting used to it. Okay, so our homepage on GitHub is github.com/htbox, which is what I've got here on the screen. That lists every application that we're working on. So you can see Already is the first one. The second one is one that we're about to launch, so I'm not going to talk too much about that. That's a application to allow you, primarily parents, to collect information about their kids so that in a time of disaster, they've got everything that they would need, you know, when we're trying to locate each other. And we'll leave that one for another day. But okay. So Already is the first one. I'm going to point out the last three here a little bit. Htbox.github.io is our developer guide, and I'll show you the site for that in a second. But if you find anything for any of our viewers, if you're reading that and something's unclear, write up a bug on this. It's just another GitHub project, and we'll address it as quickly as we can. Or if you find a better way to do something, send me a pull request, and then we'll update that as well. Crisis Check-In is another application we have, and the purpose for this one is to enable a disaster coordinator to monitor all the volunteers at a site. So like if you think of a large disaster like, say, the Haiti earthquake or more recently the tsunamis in Japan, how do you know who's on site, who's still arriving, who's available, and keep track of that? The answer right now is a clipboard or a whiteboard, and this app enables volunteers to check in or check out and register when they arrive, when they leave, or if they've been delayed or anything like that. So kind of a workflow application there. And then finally, we have our own website, which is also an open source project. The content is through N2, which is a CMS for .NET. But again, if there's something we really want to add on the site, that's also open source. You can grab it, look at it, and send us a pull request. So how you would get ready for any of these is if you were to go to Already, which is right here. You can see everything we have in the application at the moment. So here's all the code. You can see a couple branches that we're working on. Here's how we can get involved with the project. And for people that are kind of new to GitHub, which is a lot of the .NET audience and a lot of the people we work with, we follow what's called the GitHub flow model of work. So only some core people in the humanitarian toolbox have the rights to write directly to this particular repository. So we have to approve anything that shows up here. And in order to work on something, what you would do is from the code, the first thing you would do is this button up here to fork an application. That would create a copy of this repository, but under your GitHub ID. So then you have the rights to do any of the code changes that you want. And then from your fork, you'd create what's called a pull request, and then we'll pull that into our code. Now, and this is all covered under our developer guide, where you can see here's where we talk about what the projects are, how do I find a task, how do I get the code, how do I build it, do the work, submit the pull request, and then respond to any of the reviews that we might have on the code that you're working on. So once you've forked it, the tool I like to use is GitHub Desktop, which is right here. And if you see what will happen here, since I'm one of the core committers, I have a copy of the main Humanitarian Toolbox Already repo. And I also have my own fork, which is where I do my work. So if I'm making any changes, and I don't have something in progress right now, but if I were making any changes, I would do it on this copy on my disk. That's from my fork. I would push that up into my changes, and now it's up on GitHub, but it's under my account. And when I want to submit those changes, I would either hit this pull request button, you know, I'd describe what that change was, and I'd say what it was, and then I go ahead and send a pull request. And that alerts the core team, which would include me and Tony and a gentleman named James Chambers, who's an ASP.NET MVP out of Canada, to look at those changes and see if we should merge them into the code. So that's basically what most of it is. And if we look underneath here, underneath the application, you know, there's basically all the different parts that we have in here. We have various test projects, we have the mobile apps, we have the web app, and we have a little bit more documentation under the wiki that describes how do we go ahead and work with the code that we have. And to try to really get involved is if you go to the issues page, we put everything together that we want done on the project as an issue. So there's tasks, there's features, and so on. And the way we prioritize that is if I go to the milestones page here, we can see that here's things that we're working on right now. We've got this private release one, which is due in the beginning of the next week. And when we can see what issues we still have to work on there. And what we'd really like, you know, whatever day you look at this, is on the most current milestone, look for things that are called P1. That's our priority one issues for this milestone. And you see we've got about four or five of them here that we need to look at. And we're probably not going to get to the P2 and P3 on each milestone, and we're okay with that. But we want to get at least the priority one tasks done right away. If you're really new, you can look for anything with this jump in tag. Those would be ones that if you're not familiar with the code base or you're not familiar with ASP.NET yet, should be relatively simple to just get your feet wet and try to make some changes. So we can put that tag on anything that we think you might not need as deep of an understanding of the code. So that's basically what we'd be looking for anyone who wants to get involved to help us out. And as you go through the documents here in our developer guide, everything I've just gone over is all explained here in terms of, you know, how we're looking at anything and how you would go ahead and get the code. And I've got links to other things in GitHub that explain, you know, what the GitHub flow process looks like. And if you still have any questions, just put a comment on anything in this repository, and then we'd be happy to get back to you and help you get started.
That's great. So it looks like you have really detailed explanation on how to get started. It seems like with a big project like this, one of the things that can be challenging or daunting is to actually get involved. But it seems like you've really laid out the steps how to do that and assign some issues for people that are new to the project or new to ASP.NET.
You know, and that's still a work in progress. We definitely want to keep getting better at that. You know, everything that we built has been built by volunteers, and we definitely want to continue to strive to make that as easy as possible.
That's awesome. So anybody can get involved, even if you're a beginner or have never worked with ASP.NET before. Sounded like there's definitely some major opportunities inside the mobile application.
Absolutely. And for people who may be designers or UX designers, you know, we don't have a lot of artists that are helping us yet, so our UI is pretty minimal. Also, people who've been involved in the QA side of the organization help write some more tests for us, help write some automated tests, or explore the app and run it yourself. We have it hosted, and where it's hosted is listed on our GitHub page. And go ahead and try it and try our staging site. And if you find issues, please write them for us and help us make that better as well.
Well, Bill, thank you for talking with us about Humanitarian Toolbox. You're doing some really great work there. and showing us how we could potentially get involved and do a lot of really good work.
Thank you for the opportunity. You know, we rely on the developer community to help us build the software, and anyone can reach out to us and help join any of the projects, help get other developers involved, and we would greatly appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you.